Hey, this is Horns Up. I'm Animesh.
And I'm Peter.
And with us today for the second time in less than a year, guitarist Sonia Anubis. Welcome back to Horns Up, Sonia. Be honest, do you remember us?
Absolutely, I do. I do. Around a year ago, we had an interview here and I love being part of this interview again. So let's do it.
Thank you so much for saying that. Well, this time we're talking to you about Cobra Spell. And yes, just as the name suggests, it's traditional heavy metal that I think should be cranked up as you put the pedal to the metal on a wide open highway with the wind in your hair and the smell of rubber tires on asphalt. Is that an apt description, Sonia?
That's absolutely right. This music is made for driving in the sun and enjoying the summer sun and going out with friends and partying. Like it's made for that. It's party music.
Well, Sonia, your band's bio states that Cobra Spell was born when Sebastian and you met Alice Cooper, and he advised you to follow your dreams of making music together.
That's right.
What exactly happened?
So a good friend, a supporter of mine, he knows the son of Alice Cooper personally. And in this way, he kind of have like somehow sometimes he goes to golfing with Alice Cooper, which is very he sometimes tells me some stories about it, and he's very nice. And he told me that he could get me into some VIP tickets to watch Alice Cooper live in Tilburg, the Netherlands. And I could just ask how many I wanted. So I said, I want three, one for Sebastian, one for my father, and one for myself. And he's very nice. He managed to do that for us. And yeah, that's what we did. So we went to see Alice Cooper, and at the end, after some hours, we got to meet him personally, and that was a magical moment. That's when he said, "You guys should definitely like proceed and start a band together," which was very extremely inspiring to us. And because I mean, he was just so kind. For him to say that, he's probably like the busiest man ever. Like to say that to just a bunch of fans that just are there to take a picture. I have a lot of respect for that, and I will never forget it. And this is kind of how it gave us the drive to start off this project, Cobra Spell, which at the time it was a project. Right now, it's really my main band. I'm really fully committing to Cobra Spell now. And yeah, so it was really a nice push to put the energy on making this band happen and write an EP, and so it went.
Okay.
Wow. When I heard that, I was like, next time you have a bunch of extra tickets, like we'll just say hi.
Yeah. But he's a very nice supporter, the guy that managed to do this. I also told him like, hey, maybe you can give him like a vinyl to Alice Cooper and he can make a picture with it. Or, you know, I mean, I didn't even ask for a picture, actually. He made a picture. I just told him like, maybe he can like see it, maybe he will ever like listen to Cobra Spell somehow. Like I didn't even think that he would, but he took a picture with the vinyl and sent it to us and was like, oh my goodness.
I can imagine. The fact is, because I knew about Alice Cooper playing golf and stuff like that, I wasn't surprised. But can you imagine like someone who in the 80s was like considered evil and, you know, devil worshiper and all of that, and see this guy playing golf.
Yeah, and he's such a nice guy. No more, he's a nice guy. But he is a nice guy. Sorry,
he is.
And that song and the other song, I think here in India, at least when school was out, we'd be like, school's out for summer. So
yeah, that, and that's the song I was listening to when I finished school. It's like the first song I started listening to. I was like, okay, now I have found the right moment.
Let's put aside Alice Cooper and fandom talks on that. Let's talk Cobra Spell. And before we go on, let's play a song from your latest EP, Anthems of the Night. Which one would you like us to play and why?
We can play Addicted to the Night. This is my, I would say my favorite one of the album. I love every single song equally, but this one is extra special. It's one of the fastest songs we have. It features a lot of harmonies and melodies. The lyrics are this time written by myself and the bass player, Angelina. And we had such a fun time writing this song. it was just very spontaneous, and I really like how it turned out. We also have a music video of it, so yeah.
Alrighty, here it is. Here is Addicted to the Night.
I'm glad you mentioned the video for Addicted to the Night, because that was like the first taste of the EP that everyone got. And I still remember watching the video and animation. I think I sent it to him and we were like, whoa, like what's up with the Cobra Spell? And while prepping for this, I realized that the video is touching close to 500,000 views. Now, was that surprising to you? I mean, especially like considering you're an independent band, right?
Truly, I don't have any words. I didn't expect it at all. We did want to give the maximum that we could. We wanted to really invest as much as we could to give nothing but the best for our, for the people that have been supporting us. We did a campaign to release this EP, and we really wanted to deliver something that was like the best what we could. And this music video, I started looking for a music video producer that could exactly visualize it, the way I envision a music video of Cobra Spell should look like. And it's truly like better than I even thought. And the fact that so many people are enjoying this song and this video is like going so well, it's just like, I'm still surprised. We didn't even have like proper band pictures just a year ago. We didn't have any band pictures a year ago. We just had to Photoshop each other because we were a distance project. We were just doing this like as a side thing, as fun. And now I feel like, damn, actually it's working and people like this band. Like, it means a lot.
Wait, hang on. You said y'all didn't have band photos also. So
no.
when did y'all actually take a band photo together?
Well, the first band picture, let me think, because the band picture together, like physically together, was in the recordings of Addicted to the Night, on the music video recordings. All of the other previous ones were all single pictures of us edited together.
So you played your first live gig before actually having a band photo.
Yeah, we did.
Wow, that's really old school.
Yeah, because it was so hard to get us on the same place. You know, Sebastian used to be in the band, and he is still in the band, but as a songwriter, he used to be the guitar player, and that would make it very hard for us to get out there and play shows because we were just like we were also in COVID, but there's a huge distance between us all. It just was very hard to get things done in such a distance. And aside of that, we were all busy with our own bands. I was busy with Crypta. It was all like, there will be a time. And I really, really deep in me, I really wanted to have like actually very nice pictures with the band. I wanted to really like kick off this band and just in the way that I want Cobra Spell to look like. And that's why I really started taking time to think about the concept. And so that's kind of how it went. I mean, we took a lot of time to write music too. That's why we have been quite silent, but now we are getting out there 100%.
Okay. So now, since we're talking like, you know, photos, shoots,
video
and things like that, let's talk presentation before we talk music, right? Because let's be honest, we live in an age of like where digital media and social media takes far more precedence than anything else. And it takes is someone just seeing your band picture or seeing your album cover and before they even click play on whatever platform you have. So since you said that, you know, you were planning all of this, what was the visual aesthetic for Cobra Spell? I mean, does this project kind of allow you and the band to do something? So say, for example, just looking at your video, right? One of the first things that pops to mind is it's so much happier and there's so much more color.
Yeah.
Like, was that something that you're focused on?
Well, the main goal of the band is to bring back the 80s in a modern package. This is because of my huge obsession with 80s. I've been obsessed with 80s for a very long time. Though as a musician, I've always been in bands in which I just joined a concept that already existed. And for me, I always had this idea that I wanted to start my own band that was inspired by the 80s bands like Kiss and, you know, Alice Cooper, Dokken, Rat, all these kind of bands that I started listening to when I got into music. I always thought sometime ever I will have my own band. I will be able to play all the solos that I want everywhere without any kind of rules, like do my own thing. And this is what Cobra Spell kind of became, a safe place for me to just do my thing together with some very talented musicians that I can call my best friends. So I'm very happy that it's now reality, of course, Yeah.
How does your love for 80s as such translate to the visual aesthetic for the band?
Yeah, well, obviously with our outfits, you can see that we all are really like over the top. When with our looks, we smile. I am a smiler. Like, I've been smiling so much when I play on stage. It doesn't matter what kind of style of music, I'll be smiling. Like, people say, oh, but she's playing death metal, she's not allowed to smile. I'll be smiling. And I love doing that. And we all are just like this very crazy personalities that just want to make music and show it off. We are just show offs. So, yeah, that's kind of what Cobra Spell is, like a combination of energetic music with shreddy solos, with an 80s package outfit, colors, everything that can give you some kind of feeling of nostalgia back to the 80s, you know, colors pink, purple, LED lights, and, you know, that kind of stuff. We love that stuff. Kind of the, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like, when I think about the 80s, and even though I grew up in the 80s, but I only started listening to all of this music much later, it has that whole party vibe, right? I mean, like, you exactly kind of nailed it when you're saying with death metal or thrash metal, you have those kind of stereotypes. And this is like totally the opposite, where
you're having fun. I don't want any rules as for how to express yourself on stage. Like, I told my band members, just go crazy, just do whatever the fuck you want, as long as you're playing the right guitar line, bass line, drum line, you know, just be yourself, and this is the best you can do. And I think the style that I play is like just like a big fun. Like, it's about fun. We want to just have fun, we want to play, we want to party. And I'm not saying this like in a joking way, like, oh, we don't take ourselves seriously. We do take ourselves very seriously. We want to just have fun with what we do and express it in this, like, we want to bring that energy and happiness to people with our music.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the music. Weirdly enough, over the last, say, 5-6 years or so, there's been so many outfits who've been doing this 80s sound as such, or the bringing back the classic heavy metal sound, right? If I were to talk about it like with a food analogy, I would say that it's like meat and potatoes, right? It's available everywhere. So what does it really take to make your meat and potatoes really special? Because Addicted to the Night and the rest of the EP, there is an X factor there. Right? It's something that's really, really, really tasty. What's the secret sauce?
So what I think that makes us special in this case is that we are not ashamed or afraid to show our sleazy side in heavy metal. I know there's a lot of heavy metal out there, but they're really like trying to be like more like Iron Maiden, and they want to wear like the same things and do the same stage movements, and like it's all like very overdone. Nothing wrong with that, because I still listen to those bands like a million times. I love supporting this kind of bands, I love listening to them. But with Cobra Spell, we are looking for these bands that, like in the 80s, that just were not afraid to wear makeup, they were not afraid to show off, like they were not afraid to kick every single time and jump and smile and just not care about how they look like. And, I mean, just be like David Lee Roth, you know, like he was fucking ruthless. Like, we wanted to bring that back, and you don't see that because people, I think some people are kind of ashamed or feel like, ah, that's too much for me. And we are a little bit too much. Our personalities are over the top. So I think that's what makes us special. As for the music, yeah, we also have a little sleazy side. We have a combination of like heavy metal, glam, and I've heard power metal also. Like I've heard many combinations. We have like different styles. You can hear Steal My Heart Away from our newest EP is more like arena oriented rock style. It's like more like Bon Jovi style, while Accelerate is way more Judas Priest heavy metal style. I think we are trying to just make songs that fit a certain feeling that brings you back to the 80s, and we like to do that.
Okay, so I have to ask you, right, since you talked about your love for the 80s and wearing the makeup and stuff like that. Be honest, have you watched The Dirt with the rest of the band? And what is your makeup?
We every time say, like, which movie am I gonna watch? And then we say The Dirt. We said, no, we're not gonna watch that movie because everyone has watched it already. Like, we already watched it by ourselves, like, we enough times. And then we say, and we're gonna choose a movie, and then we're gonna watch it like again together. And we're like, I already know this part. Why are we gonna watch this again? I love it. I'm just like, oh, why are we watching this again? And every time we have like this joke of like, oh, let's watch The Dirt. Okay, no, we already watched it. But I love it. I love Motley Crue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that was quite well done also, the entire movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So coming back to the music, Sonia, as a guitarist, as a musician, as a songwriter, how challenging is it to come up with riffs and songs that still sound A, original, and B, unique? Because as we said, this is a sound that has been going on since the 80s and is recently like getting a sort of a revival of sorts, because there's so many bands cropping up who are playing a similar sound. How challenging is it for you to come up with material that's worthy of the name Cobra Spell?
It's not very challenging to me, honestly. I feel like I write easy when I don't write with pressure. You know, I like to write when I feel like I have a lot of inspiration. And that sometimes I heard a certain band, or I saw a certain thing, or that can inspire me to, okay, let's write this song. Or sometimes I think like, oh, I really want to write like this very groovy song. It's like, it's a very abstract, to be honest. And something that is kind of weird, the most ideas that I get, I always need Angelina, the bass player in my band, like to be beside me. And I get a lot of ideas. It's very weird. I don't know how to explain that, but it's not a joke or something. Like, if she's beside me and playing the bass and I'm starting to like, I feel like I can show her my ideas and see she's, yeah, like, yes, it's working. And then I get inspired. It's like very motivating. That really helps me. But yeah, as for the composition on getting something sounding original, I'm not really pushing that. To be honest, I'm not pushing to try to make something original or new, because obviously making music that has been released in the 80s, it's being inspired, is I'm not doing something that changes the genre. I'm not creating a new style, and I'm very aware of that. I'm just paying homage to a style that I really, really love, which is the 80s heavy rock, sleazy, anything in that kind of direction, anything from the 80s. I just, like, even this, we even have songs with like some synths, even you can't hear it, but Into My Heart Away has some synthesizers, because I also have a passion for 80s synth, synth music, synth pop. But I want to somehow create new music. Of course, I'm not going to cover certain songs that gives you this feeling of, wow, this could have been released in the 80s, and it could have been on MTV, and it could have been in the hit list. It could have been like something that anyone in the 80s could have played loud in the vinyl and stuff. So that's what I want. I want to bring back this time, just like in the authentic way, but in a way that the modern audience can grasp it.
Okay. Having said that, do you think Cobra Spell as a band allows you to reference and pay tribute to your influences?
I do have too many influences, to be honest. But at the moment, yeah. It definitely does. You know, I write a lot of music. I certainly have a lot of synthesizer music, because I play a lot with synthesizers. But this is stuff I keep for the future. I also have a lot of like death metal things that I still had for Crypta. I left Crypta, so I still have these songs that I don't know what I can do with. But honestly, right now, as for writing music, I really feel like I just want to write like catchy songs. As crazy as it might sound, as like, oh, she's trying to just make catchy songs, but I really enjoy melody. And melody is my huge, my biggest passion when it comes to what attracts me in music. I just love melody, harmony, in any kind of style of music, any kind of style. There is always melody. There's always harmony. It can be a dissonant harmony. It can be anything. But I just love that so much that I can find myself very easily write music in any kind of style. But in the 80s, somehow there was so much melody in music. Many songs were very formulaic. There were certain chord progressions that really attracted me. And I don't know, it's like an ending. There's so much music in the 80s that is amazing, like so much synthesizer music, so much guitar music, you name it. I don't know, I'm really like sucked in this time decade.
So when can we expect the next big sing-along, like huge mega hit from Cobra Spell? Because that's what the 80s music did really well. Big catchy hooks and amazingly sing-along, whole arena screaming with you, singing along with you. That's what I want from Cobra Spell.
We do have like enough songs to release an album, and we just decided to do an EP because we are just still like shopping for maybe a label in the future. We don't know, but we want to take it slow. We do have songs that might be a little bit more like, wow, this could be like made by, I don't know. In my opinion, I feel like it's very inspired by the David Lee Roth kind of songs, more like stage arena oriented rock songs with synthesizers and stuff. Like I want to go and try some 80s influences that are more like arena rock and some more like speed metal. I really like to play around those styles, but yeah, there's definitely going to be from everything in the next release. I don't know when, but
yeah, but you know, it's crazy when you're talking about the entire thing, right? Then describing the sound. Have you watched This Is Pop, the documentary on Netflix?
Yeah, I did.
When I watched that, right? Like what amazed me is the guy who's like churning out all these pop hits is actually a metal guitarist.
Yeah.
It was so crazy just like when I realized that.
They're all Swedish.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, I think the episode of This Is Pop that everyone talks about is the auto-tune one, right? And T-Pain and stuff like that. But no one focuses on the episode where the Swedish pop, like how just basically everything that came out in the 90s and early 2000s just came all out of one studio in Sweden, right?
Yeah, and actually I have pop songs myself and I don't know what to do with them. I'm not a kind of person that says, oh, I'm a metalhead, I only want to play metal. I really like to broaden my horizon and try to write whatever I can, what comes out of me. And this kind of songs that I have, like more synthesizer oriented, are really like moving towards synth pop, retro wave kind of sounding music. I'm still thinking what I can do with that. I don't know if I'm going to play guitar over it. I don't know if I'm going to sing with it. I don't know if I'm going to sell them to an artist and let them sing on it. I'm still thinking about what I'm going to do with that. But yeah, I think
who knows, right? Like maybe 10 years down the line and similar documentary, or 20 years down the line, you'd be like,
I don't know.
Hey, do you know that big pop hit was written by a metal guitarist in Netherlands?
I'm not gonna expect it because then it won't happen.
All right. But coming to like the business end of things, right? And I'm glad you kind of mentioned about the full length, and at least you having material for that. At least with Anthems of the Night, the entire project was crowdfunded. And considering you've been in bands where, you know, you worked with the label, how 50%, would you compare?
50% by the way, 50%, the investment was higher, yeah. 50% was thankfully to the crowdfunding, but the expenses have been higher, yeah. But I'm so thankful because we couldn't have done it without the people that supported us. But we gave so much for this EP, it's getting back to like the way that people are supporting us is insane. Like for a second EP, it's not even an album. I don't know. It's amazing.
How would you compare the entire experience of, like, say, working with a label to actually crowdfunding it, right? I mean, when I think about it, I'm not a musician, but when I look at projects which are crowdfunded, you're just like managing and doing everything on your own, right? Versus with the label, at least certain aspects are being taken care of the label.
It's a very good question. And I see that a lot of musicians out there don't realize that they can do a lot independently There's a lot you can do without the need of a label. I see the label. A label is not giving you money and to make an album. They don't give you anything. They just take your rights and they give you a landing. They lend you a certain amount of money so you can, a certain budget, so you can create something. In exchange of that, they offer a certain amount of services, such as like distribution, send it to certain like press and contacts they have to get you into bigger places, which is extremely helpful for a band. At the moment, we have enough to create our own budget, to distribute it ourselves. We can get ourselves out there. We have our bookers. We have what we need. So what a label should offer should be greater than what we can do individually. I have seen many contracts. I have read books about this to be sure that if a label offers something, it has to be like way better than what we can do. And that's why I'm kind of like, we've got an offer already, but I'm very skeptic. And I just want to be sure that Cobra Spell ends up in a right place later on. So we're going to take our time. We don't have to rush to sign anything. And yeah, I believe that's the best thing a band can do, you know?
Fair enough. And I have to ask you this. I mean, like, if this, we were doing this interview like a week ago, this question would not like be part of it. But while I was prepping for this, you did make the announcement that you actually quit Crypta to focus on Cobra Spell wholly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things upcoming for you guys is a tour with Ross the Boss. It's, mm-hmm. I think sounds like a party itself in there. But what can we expect in the coming months from Cobra Spell itself? I mean, you talked about the full length, so I'm not asking about that.
As I told you, indeed, I left Crypta and this was done like super professionally without any kind of drama, which I really fucking thankful for. Like, I will keep supporting Crypta. And I'm very happy that they understood the reason why I left and that I can go my own way with Cobra Spell. And this means now that I have my full schedule free to book with Cobra Spell. And that's what we are doing. We have this tour in Spain and Portugal with Ross the Boss. It's a tour of around like 11 or 12 shows. I'm not exactly sure. And then we have another tour. It's going to be announced tomorrow. I don't know when this interview comes out, but it's gonna be announced tomorrow. I cannot say the bands, but it will be out maybe when it's out. It's in Germany, Belgium, Poland, Austria, so a little bit more in Europe. We have a European tour. We have a show in Sweden. We have a full metal cruise, a very cool big festival with a boat, and that's like, yeah, we did it. Like, I'm so happy we got that. We are really planning a lot already. I'm very happy.
What are you looking forward to the most on these shows? Is it just like about getting back up on stage, or is it about sharing these songs and actually feeling what the audience is vibing with?
I can't wait to have this feeling back of adrenaline. It's been very long time ago since I had a real concert, a real audience. Like, I've had this show with Cobra Spell, yes, but I need more of that. I miss it because this whole COVID situation has brought us all like at home, and it's like music feels like it's all internet, and like where is the musician part of this, you know? I'm really missing being on stage, and the best thing of it is the adrenaline exchange between the audience. I think that's my favorite thing, and I can't wait to bring Cobra Spell out there and getting us growing a fan base and getting people to know the band. I just so excited to get it all done.
Well, before we end, I want to say this. In our last chat, you said you wanted to come to India. And
I still want to.
We definitely hope you come down with Cobra Spell to India, because I'm sure it's going to be like a complete party. It'll be a lot of fun.
I mean, I really hope. I hope sometime. We are working very hard on booking as much as we can. And let's see what the offers bring us. Of course, we have to take it safe because we are a young, new band. We just started, you know, we're local, we're underground. So we have a long way to go, but hopefully sometime in the future we can pass in India.
Well, we've said it out loud now. We've manifested it. Somebody's taking notice of it and hoping with crossed fingers that it all comes true for you. Sonia Anubis, thank you once again for sharing some time with us and wish you and Cobra Spell all the very best.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this interview. You guys are very nice and have awesome questions.
You're welcome. Listeners, do you want to see Cobra Spell here in India? Tell us. We are all ears at hornsuppod.com or on Twitter at hornsuppod. As always, I'm at Asmoani on Twitter.
I'm at Trendcrusher.
And this was Horns Up.
Woohoo!
Horns Up, guys.